No mall at all in Deadwood. Is that true?
No law can make it respect, where only the few survive and many are forgotten. It's Deadwood Radio with Earl Brown, and it's only here in Outlaw Country.
You've got it on Channel 63 on your Sirius satellite radio. You're in Outlaw Country, and this here is Deadwood Radio, featuring the cast of HBO's Deadwood. Or at least a few of us, anyway. I'm Earl Brown. I play Dan Doherty on the show, and I got a special guest star today.
Peter Jason, play Con Stapleton.
Now, you might have remembered a couple of weeks ago, the show opened. We actually spoke about it on the radio show. One of my favorite scenes, I think, of the entire 3 years would be the big boob soliloquy. I mean, we've had Al with the blowjob soliloquies in the past, and now joining the pantheon of incredible soliloquies would be Con Stapleton talking to the boob.
Ah, there's nothing like talking to a areola.
You know, I just wondered, you know, as an artist, as a serious artist who takes my work oh so seriously, I spend nights doing my homework and memorizing my lines, preparing. How do you go about preparing?
That's a good question, Earl. I do this. Well, you got to get a good big breast in your hand, and you get it up there next to your lips there. You got to go, oh boy, it's hard to do. Sometimes you shake your cans, you know, but it's a life, you know. I call it life, showbiz.
We do have to suffer for our art.
Woo!
That's what an artist does. Picasso, you know, the pain he went through.
He's a breast man.
Van Gogh.
He was a breast man, was he?
Well, I think he liked everything about women. You know, look at Georgia O'Keeffe. I mean, the same thing.
She liked women?
What do you think those flowers are?
I'll be damned.
And Van Gogh. I mean, look at the pain he went through to create his art, cutting that ear off. And you? I feel sorry for your wife. This is a song called Fat Gal by Merle Travis. No disparaging upon your wife.
No.
Merle didn't even know her, I don't think.
She keeps me warm in the winter, shady in the summertime. That's what I like about that fat gal of mine. And when I see my landlord, there's so much of her to hide behind. You wouldn't pay rent if your time was spent like mine. Now she's so sweet with the softest heart, she's pretty soft around other parts. And at night when I lay me down, I don't need a pillow when she's around. Warm in the winter, shady in the summertime. That's what I like about that fat gal of mine. So much of her has the biggest time. I tell all my jokes to that fat gal of mine. She's never fickle, you better put your name on the dotted line. First time you meet with a big fat gal like mine. This hard time talk don't trouble me, I keep as happy as a honeybee. If things get rough and times get hard, I'll render my gal and sell the lard. Warm in the winter, shady in the summertime. That's what I like about that fat gal of mine. Shelter in a time of storm, I help her skelter right under her arm. She's a beauty if you look at her face, and you shouldn't be a looking any other place. Warm in the winter, shady in the summertime. That's what I like about that fat gal of mine.
Let's play the games we played on our wedding night. To lock and bolt, the door is only right. Let's chase each other round the room tonight. Seems like lately people love to play with fire. And the other games they play are just as bad. I'd rather stay at home and feel your burning lips and play the kind of games that make me glad. Oh, let's chase each other around the room tonight. Let's play the kind of games we played on our wedding night. To lock and bolt the door is only right. Let's chase each other round the room tonight. Chase around and make each other weary. Let's keep all our love at home and out of sight. Let's leave everything like jealousy behind us. And let's chase each other around the room tonight. Oh, let's chase each other around. Let's play the games we played on our wedding night. And to lock and bolt the door is only right. Honey, let's chase each other around the room tonight.
Oh, you gonna let it all hang out? Some girls, you make the rockin' world go round. Before I left my door.
assets here, if we fucking let you make them, are backed by this lady's gold mine. So do not confuse her with some paper palace fly-by-night who means catch me if you can, turn me upside down, and whatever falls out my pants pocket is what's behind my script, when his note says full faith and credit.
Thank you, Mr. Ellsworth.
She worships me. She like the way I walk. She like the way I talk. And that woman can't let me be. My baby, she worships me. Go to dinner, she paid the bill. She make a payment on my coupon bill. She leave a 20 for me every day. My baby, she pays my way. She worships me. My baby, she treat me right. We ain't never been in a fight. Won't you call me with a best friend suit? She just giggles, ain't he cute? She like the way I walk. She worships me. My baby, she worships me.
You're in Outlaw Country. This is Deadwood Radio. I'm Earl Brown.
Con Stapleton here.
Real name would be Peter Jason.
Peter Jason.
But he does like to go by his name of Con. He wears a little top hat, a little looking like Rip Taylor. I keep expecting the confetti to come out of the pockets, you know.
Combo of Rip Taylor meets W.C. Fields with a cocktail.
Well, you know, I could take great pride in this last week's episode in that I threatened to whip the ass of Crippled Jewel. Unauthorized cinnamon, you know. We had a town meeting.
Yeah, well, and anybody pick on someone your own size. Or...
Well, you know, it's easy. I figure after the ass-whooping I took in episode 6, well, all it took me to kill that guy, you know, somebody that I could easily whip their ass because she was going to put cinnamon on the table, and it was not authorized. See, we for those of you not familiar with the show, when a town meeting is called...
Peaches.
The canned peaches come out. Johnny Burns opens them up. People have asked me the reason for that because it's one of the things. Like, we got the pigs. We got certain little eccentric things that are solely to our show. And the idea behind it is it's Al Swearingen's attempt at civility, that he doesn't know how to hold a proper town meeting. And that first time he called people, he thinks, well, we need something that's... That will organize us and
make
us...
I always thought he took some big poker game. He took some guy who was traveling through town with cases of peaches, and he won them.
Well, that's probably how he got them. But his purpose
for... got him to spend here.
Well, his serving them to the town fathers was his attempt at civility.
That's class.
It is class. And speaking of class, by God, we should play a song about it. This is called Big Yellow Peaches by June Carter Cash. Oh, and John Hawks has finally arrived. The traffic of Hollywood is holding him back no more.
That's a busy man.
That's right. He is recording and playing with his band. He crawled his way into this studio. He'll be here next.
Place to lay my head. Gonna get me a can of big yellow peaches. Oh, my true love is dead. I shot him this morning at daybreak. I shot him way down in the draw. He was running around on the Mexican border. He was a dirty thieving outlaw. I'm riding along on my Pinto. Got no place to lay my head. Gonna get me a can of Bigelow peaches. Oh, my true love is dead. Well, I might go out hunting for Mustang. I guess we'll go back to the draw. I'll fill 'em and yell 'em and teach 'em and tell 'em. Sometimes a G from the hall. I'm riding along on my Pinto. Got no place to lay my head. Gonna get me a can of Bigelow peaches. Oh, my true love is dead.
Trailing clouds of glory.
Do you read Wordsworth?
I do not, madam, no. How do you come to ask?
You've just quoted him.
Well, I have a digest from which I memorize, suppressing the author's names. Enjoy your supper.
When will I raise courage to search that woman's room?
A young man went driving through the night, miles and miles without a word, but just his high beam light. His silver string guitar, and he played to people everywhere. Some say he was a star.
Just
This old town's filled with sin. It'll swallow you in if you've got some money to burn. Take it home right away. You've got 3 years to pay, but Satan is waiting his turn. This old earthquake's gonna leave me in the poorhouse. It seems like this whole town's insane. On the 31st floor, big old
hickory wind. most everything. All the riches and pleasures. What else could life bring? But now
I might go
You're listening to Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country. I told you that John Hawks was going to show up.
Hey, I am here.
Thanks for coming in.
That's John Hawks.
See, that's what happens when you're rocking and rolling until 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, you know, you can't roll your ass
out. I'm a big fan, Mr. Hawks. Big fan.
Oh, thank you, Peter. Right back at your back.
The sun isn't completely down, so it's really not time for his day to start. I guess we got him going early.
Yeah, I get a pulse about 2 o'clock generally. So that's right. By 3, I can make a fist. It's great. I have a whole regiment. It's terrific.
Well, I could back up. We've played 6 songs so far, but we did the Peaches Spiel and we played June's song.
Can we start over?
No. All right. We've already played.
Yeah, we could.
So, you know, you walked in here eating and made me forget. I'm hungry. I have not eaten. You're sitting here with your cup of coffee and you and your apples. And
I can run out and get you something.
Would you?
Sure.
You think Earl's ever missed
you
lunch?
You think I'm lying? Well, okay. How about this?
Give me
some homegrown tomatoes, some barbecue, and some beans for breakfast.
Fair enough.
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you ripe when you don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and pick me a bit. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Well, you can go out to eat, and that's for sure, but it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, you can eat them with gravy. Eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on a side, put them in the middle. Put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
This life I lead, well, I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed, 'cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden, be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, what'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Head off on his toes. Oh, me, oh, my. Love that country pie. Listen to the fiddler play when it's playing till the break of day. Oh, me, oh, my. Love that country pie. Raspberry, strawberry, lemon, and lime. What do I care? Blueberry, apple, cherry, pumpkin, and plum. Call me for dinner, honey, I'll be there. Saddle me up my big white goose. Tie me on and turn her loose. Oh, me, oh, my. Love that country pie. Now, I don't need to me my country pie. I won't throw it up in anybody's face. Shake me up that old Pete Street. The little Jack Horner got nothing on me. Oh, me, oh, my. Love that country pie.
As I walk along and stumble, trains rumble in my head. As I breeze along and grumble, think about you instead. And a piece of gun pie. You, that's all I want. Just a piece of the gun pie. And all I want is you. Sometimes I get so hungry, think about pie all day. Just a little whipped cream. Honey, I'm on my way. With a piece of pecan pie. You, that's all I want. Just a piece of pecan pie. And all I want is you. Call me Key Lime. You're the apple of my eye. Don't you know I'll be fine whenever you're by my side. With a piece of pecan pie. You, that's all I want. Just a piece of pecan pie.
Colleague of mine, Leon, out of the Bella Union, you might not have noticed him. Leon remarks to me after you left, that young lady had a front porch on her a fella could read a book off of. You know, Leon said that unsolicited.
It's time to go.
Clean.
barbecue, slice of beef and bread, ribs and sausage, and a cold big red barbecue makes the ones be young. Barbecue makes everybody someone. If you're feeling puny, you don't know what to do, treat yourself to some meat, eat some barbecue. Now don't give me no broccoli or any Swiss fondue. Baby, if you wanna rock me, give me good old barbecue. Barbecue, slice of beef and bread, ribs and sausage and that cold big red. Barbecue makes whole one be young. Everybody, someone, if you're feeling puny, you don't know what to do, treat yourself to some meat, eat some barbecue.
Forks are a dime a dozen.
I'm a hungry, nasty, lonesome man. Finally made it to the mailbox. Felt so bad I thought I'd die. All I got was a bill from the doctor. Well, I guess flying ain't so high. Beans for breakfast once again. Hard to eat them from again. Blue tick mattress, cold and greasy. I'm a hungry, nasty, lonesome man. The house burnt down from the fire that I built in your closet by mistake after I took all them pills. But I got out safe in my duck head overalls. Beans for breakfast once again. I'm a hungry, nasty, lonesome man.